calling all detectives. When a beer baron called me in for consultation, his problem was too much of a good thing. That is the situation on this page from my casebook, the casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. Believe me, Jerry Browning, private detective. Always be sure of what you start. I was on my way to Milwaukee for a consultation with a genuine beer baron, Bill Groeschel. I didn't know what was bothering Mr. Groeschel. His secretary, Grace Ellis, had called me long distance and merely said that her employer needed the services of a reliable detective. Me. Miss Ellis met me in a waiting room tastefully furnished in the best 1903 fashion and ushered me into the beer baron's private office. I'd been expecting to meet a red-faced, pot-bellied man with a big voice. Instead...
How are you, Browning? Welcome to Milwaukee.
I blinked. Thanks, Mr. Groeschel.
Surprised? At me? My grandfather started this company. I'm third generation, and I've got more problems with banks than with brews.
I guess you've got me, Mr. Groeschel. And what's the trouble? Somebody trying to wreck your business?
You get right to the point, don't you?
It has to be something like that. You're in a vulnerable business, easy to hurt. Have your sales been falling off too sharply?
No, on the contrary. Browning, we're selling too much beer. Abnormal for the season of the year. And I've got the uneasy suspicion that people are buying our beer, throwing it away, and keeping the bottles.
A beer baron hired me to find out why people were buying his product, throwing away the beer, and keeping the bottles. Bill Groeschel had some people to see, so his secretary, Grace Ellis, showed me through the plant. She started where the hops were ground. Was it the malt? Walked me 3 miles to the point where the bottles were being filled and capped. Very impressive and sanitary. Miss Ellis, could your competitors be trying to corner Groeschel's supply of bottles? She smiled, shook her head. They were all deposit bottles, and besides, there was no bottle shortage. Back in Bill Groeschel's office, I found a very thoughtful beer baron.
Browning, I'm very uneasy about the situation. Look, stacks of orders. Chances are we won't get back 10% of the bottles. Browning, your job is to find out what on earth people are doing with those bottles.
I hired a car and started making a survey of the city. The first 4 places I stopped at were completely out of Groeschel's old-style lager. Had no idea when they'd get more. At the 5th place...
Groeschel's old-style. What's the matter? Is Groeschel's the only beer in the world? What's wrong with Blitz or Flatz or Palweiser? Why does it always gotta be Groeschel's?
Take it easy. I just saw an ad for Groeschel's and I thought I'd try it.
Listen, bud, take a tip. Don't. Who buys Mabst beer? Men. Who buys Hiller's? Men. Who buys Groeschel's?
Women, is that right?
You guessed it. They used to buy cream soda, Smulg, and Dr. Pfeiffer's. Now they buy Groeschel's old-style lager, and they don't return the bottles. What do they do with this stuff?
Well, I'd learned something, though what it meant, I couldn't say. I shopped for the rest of the afternoon. Found a good many places that had Groeschel's old-style lager in stock. But each time I bought it, I got dirty looks. And several other clerks tried to convince me that something had been done to Groeschel's to turn it exclusively into a ladies' drink. At 5 o'clock, I went back to the brewery.
Why, yes, Browning. Certainly we have a chemist here. He tests every run for purity, flavor, color, head...
Okay, don't talk like one of your ads. I want the beer I bought in the stores analyzed to make sure nothing's been added someplace along the line.
I see. Yes, of course. Come with me.
Mr. Himmelschmidt, Mr. Groeschel tells me that you've been here for 30 years, that you can tell any brand of beer by its taste.
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, taste this. Tell me whose beer this is and whether anything's been added.
That was Groschel's old style lager. And very good, too, if I do say so myself, as made it.
There was one more thing I wanted to try before I threw in the sponge. I got Grace Ellis, Groschel's secretary, drew her to one side. Miss Ellis, you're a woman. You must have some idea why women are buying Groschel's beer, what they're doing with it, and why they won't return the bottles. She bit her lip and shrugged. Then she turned and walked away from me. I watched her straight, prim back disappear into her own office, and I wondered, she knew something.
You back again.
Easy does it, pal. I've got an idea. Give me the name of your best customer, the one who's bought the most Groschel's recently, and I'll solve this mystery for you.
Well, they all buy it, but try Mrs. J.S. Weller at 1518 Forsyth Place.
I had a long talk with Mrs. Weller. She sent me to a friend, and that friend to another friend, and finally, I got back to the brewery where Bill Groschel and his secretary were working. Mr. Groschel, I've got all the answers. Just a minute, Miss Ellis. Don't leave. I want you to hear this, too. She gave me a frightened look, sank down into a chair. Mr. Groschel, somebody has spread the word around. It's easy to do. That Groschel's old style is ideal for those beer shampoos that women are going wild about. They buy your beer, mix it according to a formula, and save it in the bottles as a shampoo. You'll sell a lot of it for a while. Except that after a while, nobody will think of it as anything but a shampoo. And the one who started spreading the word around is your secretary, Grace Ellis. Well, that's how it was. She'd got the bright idea of finding a new source of beer sales, and then was afraid to tell what she'd done. Like so many other people, she'd started something she didn't know how to stop. Groschel put on a big institutional advertising campaign, warning people against mixing their own beer shampoos. Sales slumped. It was quite a while before anybody thought of Groschel's again as something to drink instead of rub into your hair. Like I said, when you start anything new, it's a fine idea to find out in advance. Where is the break?